SBS Radio.
Hi, Shane.
Hi, Amit.
Let's start with the front page and what is making the headlines on this week's edition of the Australian Jewish News.
Well, the Emmanuel School in Sydney has an employee who has been charged with four counts in relation to child exploitation. Dean Kaplan is a 35-year-old who worked at the school as a fitness instructor since 2016, and he also runs his own personal training business. He was granted bail and appeared in Central Local Court on Wednesday. And in June, Australian Federal Police received a referral about him from the United States National Centre for Missing and Exploited Children about an Australian, Dean Kaplan, allegedly uploading child exploitation material online. After a short investigation, the AFP identified the man as Dean Kaplan, and who was immediately stood down by the school and has been charged with two counts of possessing child pornographic material, one count of using a carriage service to access child pornographic material, and also one count of using a carriage service to make available child pornographic material. The AFP also seized phones, laptops, and storage devices when executing a search warrant at Kaplan's house. In a letter to parents, the Emmanuel School said the school takes the health and well-being of its students in its care extremely seriously, and the school is not privy to the full details of the charges, but the Australian Federal Police have assured the school that the charges do not involve any current or former Emmanuel students, and there is no suggestion that any inappropriate activity occurred on school grounds or at school events.
And in other news, another anti-Semitic incident in Melbourne, and this time in Chadstone. Tell us more, Shane.
Yes, yeah, so this is very, very concerning. At Eliza's Place Cafe, which is in the suburb of Chadstone and run by Eliza Shuvali, who's the granddaughter of Russian Jewish Holocaust survivors. Now, this cafe was targeted first with anti-Semitic vandals, including scribbles that the Holocaust is a lie. That was shocking enough, but a week later, there was a second vandalism attack at this same cafe with slogans like "the Holocaust didn't happen, but it should have." This was very, very upsetting and shocking for Shuvali, obviously. But the incident, of course, is being investigated by Victoria Police. But on the positive side, when Richmond AFL player Riley Collier-Dawkins dropped in for a coffee and saw this graffiti, he was very, very shocked, and he decided to call his football mates Maverick Weller and Toby Nankervis to come and paint over the graffiti to remove these very offensive messages. When that was done, there was also lots of flowers delivered to the cafe, and as Shuvali said, she didn't expect all this, but she's been so happy when this has happened. She said it means people are still good at heart. And of course, Collier Dawkins also spoke to us, and he told us, "When I heard what happened, I just thought something should be done about it. So I tried to get a few people to come and help. To know that this has happened to someone I know personally is very, very upsetting."
Do you feel the Jewish News is reporting on more anti-Semitic incidents lately? And do you receive more calls from the community about that?
Well, what we have noticed is that just in the last 10 to 18 months, there's been a lot more, significantly more anti-Semitic reports coming to us, and also a sharp increase in reporting of anti-Semitic incidents, vandalism, and online social media examples to the Executive Council of Australian Jewry too, and that's reflected in their own report. So, yeah, anti-Semitism is certainly going up in Australia, which is a big, big concern, obviously.
On one hand, this could be an individual who is seeking some attention, but from the other hand, it could be a group of people who really spread hate. Shane, how serious is the situation, and do you know how to establish between the two?
In this specific example at this cafe, I'm not sure, you know, the police would have all the details. But in cases like this, like those, it can be that there's particular individuals who have a hatred of other people, or it could be just some type of people that sadly get pleasure out of attacking other people. But, you know, in the rest of the trend of anti-Semitism going up in the broader sense, could be just a reflection. This is a reflection of what's happening in other parts of the world as well at the moment, especially in Europe and in America. And in France, in Europe in particular, in the last 12 to 18 months, it's been a massive problem for the Jewish community there. So this is sort of an international trend, I would say, in the last 12 to 18 months, and Australia is not immune.
Moving on to our next story and other sad news, the Vice President of the Jewish Community Council of Victoria, Anton Herrmann, has died in a tragic bike accident.
Yeah, so this is a very sad story, again, for the Melbourne Victorian Jewish community. The Vice President of the Jewish Community Council of Victoria, Anton Herrmann, has sadly died at the age of 53 last weekend while on a holiday near Port Douglas. He was a very, very keen cycler, and he was killed doing what he loved, cycling in that area when his bike and a motor vehicle collided, and he was critically injured and later died at the scene. Just to give some listeners an idea of a bit more about him, he completed school at Mount Scopus College in 1983. He studied law at Monash University and became active in the Australasian Union of Jewish Students, and he also worked as a journalist at the Australian Jewish News at one point. He joined the law firm Minter Ellison, where his work was pro bono. He joined the Jewish Community Council of Victoria as an executive in 2013, and he became a member of its Child Protection Reference Group. And in 2016, he became the vice president, using his legal expertise to guide the roof body. As I mentioned, he's a very passionate cyclist, and tributes have been coming in for him from across the Australian Jewish community, but also particularly from Jewish cycling clubs in Sydney and Melbourne. John Gould, the president of the Maccabi Victoria Cycling Club, described Herrmann as a committed and passionate cyclist who has travelled overseas with other Maccabi members and ridden in events like the Peaks Challenge and attended the Maccabi Bright cycling trip only just last year. And Maccabi New South Wales Cycling Triathlon Club President Sean Block said, "May Anton's memory be a blessing. Ride on, Anton, ride on."
Very sad indeed. May he rest in peace. Shane, to other news and to the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies.
So this is a heartwarming story. The New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies Chief Executive Vic Alhadef will next week present a $71,000 check personally to families of the victims of the Christchurch terrorist attacks that happened in two mosques in New Zealand earlier this year. Alhadef will travel to New Zealand to give the donation, which was a result of a crowdfunding campaign in the Sydney Jewish community. This function he will attend will be hosted by the mayor of Christchurch on July 17. And Alhadef will also visit the two mosques, where on March 15 this year, a gunman opened fire, killing 51 worshippers. Alhadef said the massacre occurred at a time when people were at their most vulnerable, at a prayer house praying in the place of worship. And he said, "An attack on one faith is an attack on us all, and we extend our hand in friendship in calling for an end to racism and an end to anti-Semitism and Islamophobia in all its forms." Now, this $71,000 donation will go together with donations from Jewish communities in Pittsburgh, USA, where, of course, a shul was the target of a horrific terrorist attack, and also from New Zealand's Jewish community and others. And together, it amounts to a $1 million worth of donations, which will be used for counselling and support services, medical treatment, financial planning, and also it will be used to advance further interfaith activities in Christchurch to help the Jewish, Muslim and other communities form greater partnerships. And I should just mention before we go that it's Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Awareness Week called NAIDOC Week. And because of that, we've got about 4 or 5 pages about Jewish Aboriginal relations, examples of those, including Rabbi Mendel Castell from Sydney, who talks about his recent trip to the Torres Strait Islands, to Thursday Island in particular, and the work he's done there. We have a 2-page feature celebrating Jewish Aboriginal links with experts including Lisa Sarzen, Mark Liebler, and Gary Samowitz. And we also have an article about the work of Shalom Gamarada, which is helping many Aboriginal students from rural New South Wales and all over the country stay at Shalom College at the University of New South Wales and complete, in some cases, the first degrees that any members of their families have completed. So that's really inspiring work there.
Nice. Is this something that happens every year?
Yeah, it's held every year, and held especially in towns across regional areas of the country. And a lot of schools and public schools and private schools also mark the event at their school assemblies.
Shane Desjatnik from the Australian Jewish News, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Amit.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.